BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one?
Afternoon.
What are they after?
The one.
After.
Newsbeat.
BBC Radio 1.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
With Scott Mills.
It's a man, actually, Derek.
But.
You thought that was big?
Huge.
Get this.
3, 2.
Radio 1.
Go! I don't know whether you've ever heard it, but this podcast is so good. Like, it's so good. If you want to know why I'm saying so good
so
a lot,
good.
It will become clear on this Scott Mills Daily podcast. Also, our new favourite character from the New Forest, Dicky, is back on as we try and tickle Dicky. It's not hard. He laughs at anything.
This is such a happy podcast, actually, isn't it? There's a lot of laughter involved. In fact, when you hear Dicky's laugh, it makes you laugh.
Instantly.
It made us laugh.
Chris has got a new favourite internet obsession, Bumbleo Wednesday, and we're actually going to buy each other's partners something really nice for Valentine's Day. Not a stitch-up for a change.
See, Ben in Manchester texting, OMG Scott, the stranger is actually so good.
It's so good. Here's the thing with recommendations for TV shows. There's a lot now. And thing is, once you go, oh my god, it's so good, then someone else normally goes, yeah, but have you seen this? It's so good. And the thing is, right, then it's all on you. The pressure's on.
Yeah.
Because if you watch it and it's not so good, then you feel like an idiot.
What we need to do is encourage people listening. Whenever someone gets into this type of conversation, switch it back to this show. Do you know what I mean? And start advertising this show. Be like, yeah, but have you listened to Scott and Chris on Radio 1? It's so good.
Oh my god, you have to.
If anyone has anything better than The Stranger, which is actually so good,
it is, though.
Then trump us on 81199.
The Scott Mills Daily.
But have you seen Lock and Key, though, on Netflix? So good. Thanks, Kelly, for that.
But it's all on you, Kelly, if I waste my time with that one now.
Yeah. Have you heard the Peter Crouch podcast?
Oh, yeah, that is so good. Yeah, you have to.
That's from Will in Stoke. Yeah, but have you seen, Out of Thin Air on Netflix. Oh, so good. Thanks to Sean for that. All on you, Sean.
The Scott Mills Daily.
On yesterday's show, we called up a funny business called Dickie's Dribble Cider Company in the New Forest. And on calling that place, we found a brand new character for the show. Weren't expecting it, but then that's what happens with characters on this show. Sometimes they just appear out of nowhere.
Yeah, I love it. It was like when a random one appears on X Factor and suddenly you become obsessed, you know?
In 2010.
A bit like that, yeah.
So
Subo.
That was Britain's Got Talent, babe.
Oh, yeah. But you get what I mean.
Just Jarmaine.
As someone slightly weird pops up, but we love them for it.
Yeah. So on yesterday's show, we spoke to this guy called Dickie, who is a legend. You loved him. His laugh is something else. So I thought today, because it's Wednesday, like mid of the week, everyone's struggling a bit, like some people are miserable today, we thought we would get you to try and tickle Dickie by telling him something funny. I mean, he laughs anyway. Like,
we just want to hear the laugh. That's the key here.
And he's back with us now. Dickie, hi!
Hello, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. Has it been popping off since we last spoke to you?
Oh, dear, it's gone bonkers. What a cracking birthday. What a surreal birthday I had. I mean, you guys twice on the phone, and then, amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Dickie, I was in the pub last night, and someone came up to talk about the radio show, and the very first thing they talked about, out of everything we do, was you.
Really?
Yes, they called him the mad old guy. Who was...
Did they?
Yeah. So the mad old guy who was on the show earlier, I was like, brilliant, it's cut through.
Yeah.
But the thing is, with people like you, we just want to wrap you up in cotton wool. We want you to...
You'll need a lot
show.
Of it.
This is a guy bumbling around the New Forest there, making his cider.
So what's been happening since we last spoke?
Well, I went out. I went out of the pub last night as well, and I was playing you lot actually on my phone to them. And they were, the barmaid actually was crying with laughter. It was so funny.
Oh, now you must be the most famous person in the New Forest right now, surely.
Well, they said down the pub, well, I don't know what all the fuss is about. We're used to you by now.
Dickie, people love your laugh and just your general character. And it's like, it's the middle of the week, you know? For a lot of people, it's a long old week. So we want to let our listeners have the chance to tickle Dickie.
Right. I love it.
I look forward to it.
Hearing your laugh genuinely makes me feel better.
Same.
Isn't that strange?
Oh, my God. You are, like, goals. I want to be Dickie. When I'm a little bit older. Right, so the idea is, at 1:40 this afternoon,
right,
we've got some listeners coming on, and they're going to tell you a joke and try and make Dickie laugh. Tickle Dickie.
Right. Okay.
Oh, this is... I love this so much.
So, the Radio 1 listeners will be tickling Dickie in 15 minutes from now. Wait there.
Right.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Dickie off of Dickie's Dribble. Hello.
Hello, Dribbling Dickie, yeah?
Hello, yes.
Now, we should say...
That's the name of his cider.
It's the name of the cider, yes. He's got a funny business name. That's why he was on yesterday. We were doing funny business, uncovered this absolute legend of a bloke. He sort of bumbles around the New Forest there making cider. Seems to not stop laughing, but
drinking
his laughter
cider
makes us all smile. He sounds like he's permanently on it.
Have you had any cider today, Dickie?
No, I've been looking at it.
Okay, first up, we've got Catherine. Hi, Catherine.
Hi.
Right, the reason we've got you on is we think it would just be great to make Dickie laugh. If Dickie laughs, we all smile.
Yeah.
So one by one, we can get you guys listening on to say your best joke, hopefully make Dickie laugh, therefore make us all smile.
Okay, Catherine, you ready with your joke?
I am indeed.
Dickie, are you ready?
Yeah, go on.
He's laughing already. Okay. Right, Catherine. Tickle Dickie in 3, 2. Catherine, tickle.
Dickie, you've got to stop. We've got to start this from a point of non-laughter. Right. That's the whole point. Hold on.
Go on.
Dickie. Think of something serious.
Yeah, right, serious or sad or, you know...
All right, Catherine, tickle Dickie in 3, 2, 1, go.
What do you call a spy that sells apples?
I don't know. What do you call a spy that sells apples?
An insider.
Oh, no. That was bad.
Still laughing, though. Okay, Richard, you're next. Hi.
Hi.
You're through to Dickie.
Oh, this is great. This
hi,
is
Dickie.
Dick on Dickie.
Hi. Hi, Dickie.
3, 2, 1, tickle Dickie, go.
What's the best bit about gardening?
The best bit about gardening? I don't know. What is the best bit about gardening?
Getting down and dirty with your hose. One of those.
Wow, awfully delivered. He's loving it.
Oh, no.
Right, I need some time out here. Let's take a song and let Dickie just calm down a bit. I'll be back in a sec.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Danny says, I've had to stop working. I keep making mistakes because of Dickie's laugh. I know. He is the one off of Mary Poppins.
That goes on the ceiling.
On the ceiling.
Yes, it is.
Get him on every week. This is brilliant for a Wednesday. That's from Jay. Dickie's with us.
How you doing? All right?
Yeah, never not laughing. That's you. Right, Fiona's next. Hello.
Hi, guys. Hi, Dickie.
Hi, Fiona.
All right, hi. So it's not hard, but try and make Dickie laugh. Tickle Dickie. 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, Dickie, what do you call a parade of rabbits hopping backwards?
Parade of rabbits hopping backwards. I don't know.
A receding hairline.
Oh, no. Oh, good. I'm receding.
Oh, best one yet.
Oh, brilliant.
Wow. It's just amazing, isn't it? It's so rubbish. But listen to you. I can't work this guy out.
Okay. All right. So we've got one more person here, Dickie. It's going to try and make you laugh. It's not hard. Hi, Jake.
Hiya. How you doing?
Jake, final chance. Tickle Dickie in 3, 2, 1, go.
Why is it annoying to eat next to basketball players?
Why is it annoying to eat next to basketball players? I don't know.
Yes. Because they dribble all the time.
Oh, I know the feeling. Oh, dear.
And with that, we say happy Wednesday to each and every one of you.
Yeah, and what a lovely day it is. What a lovely, lovely day. Go on out and have a good laugh. Wife always does that every morning when she looks at me.
Wow. Go on, Dickie. Love him.
All You're right. Our favourite, Dickie.
Cheers, have a good day.
What's the plan for the rest of the day, Dickie?
I'm going back to my cider barn. I'm going to fill some 5-litre bag-in boxes.
All right, then.
There. That's going to be exciting.
Speaking of it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, Charlie. She's at work having a kind of average Wednesday. She says, thank you so much for letting Dickie into my life. Don't take him out as quickly as you put him in. We won't.
Okay.
Loads of, like, massive response to him. Weekly feature, please, says Ash in South Wales. Need more Dickie in my life. That's from Sean.
I like this message. This is from Lauren. It says, first we have the Muffin Man and Ask Me Anything. Now we have Dickie from Funny Business with the most infectious laugh ever. In all the 6 years of listening to Scott Mills and Chris Starr, this week's shows have been the craziest yet. I love it.
I would agree with you. Sean Watson in Somerset's been on. He just sent us a video of himself gearing up for the Gap on Bumbleo today.
What day is it today, Sean?
Bumbleo, Bumbleo.
Loves it. Anything for the Gap? Let me know. 81199.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Are we all ready to have a little bit of midweek celebration?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
So ready. Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven. Love. Guys, starting with this clip, suggested by Claire in Hertfordshire, it's Clara Ampho on Saturday Kitchen.
He covered Lizzo song, Jizz.
Yes. It's an easy mistake to make.
He covered Lizzo song, Jizz. Yes.
Combine the artist and the song.
Loose there by Jizzo.
Could do that with a number of different artists and songs, actually.
Jake in Edinburgh wants this. From Becky Hill when we did Love Island Live.
Is it because I'm from Watford?
No, it's because you're quite argumentative and you won't let me finish. Let me finish my sentence.
Right, but okay. I do let you finish.
No, you're not letting me finish.
No, this is the problem. You're waving your hands
Chris,
around.
This is the problem.
What's the problem?
Oh, do you know what? I'm just better off without you, okay? I'm sorry. I can't do this. Bye.
Now I'm better off without you, and it's finally clear to see that the person she was missing, it's not you, it's me.
Yep. Joanne in Aberdeen wants one of the stranger moments of recent shows where the Muffin Man came on Ask Me Anything.
Hello there, this is the Muffin Man.
Not French. Well, I really enjoy that you live in your own little world, don't you?
No, I live in far, far away. How many times do I have to say,
when you're paid for your work, what are you paid in?
Oh, I'm paid in the macaroon.
That was mad.
He stuck with it, though, didn't he?
Yep. Ollie in Southampton wants Chris Starr's guide to the city of Cardiff.
I'll walk around town and you'll say shamai to Ewan Ruan, the actor who plays Ramsay Bolton in Game of Thrones. This is all fine. Maybe you'll see local resident Roald Dahl or Letitia or
Chidgey. You won't see Roald Dahl.
From short-lived MTV show The Valleys.
Can I stop you? You won't see Roald... Stop.
He's dead.
He's dead.
He's dead?
Definitely dead.
but...
Died in 1990.
Oh, apologies there.
Just looked up. Bad research.
Bad research.
Craig in North Devon wants this incredible meeting between Nicole from our show and the GC Gemma Collins.
But what I don't understand is my dad don't talk Welsh and I don't talk Welsh. No. I do know one word, crimew.
Which is?
No, I don't know that word.
When you drive into Wales, there's that red dragon on the green flag and it says crimew.
You mean Cymru?
That's
Cymru.
It.
Yeah. Cymru.
Which, yeah.
Yeah, what does it mean?
Cymru means Wales.
Oh!
I just wanted to bang my head on the desk here.
Cymru.
It's when you say you know one word, you don't know one word.
Cymru. Josh in Froome wants Korean Billy. And part of the guide to Dundee, where Big Weekend is this year.
In pair, that means onion pie.
In pair?
In pair.
I can't wait to go.
I'll have two brindies and an onion one as well. And two brindies and an in and an out.
Cracking.
And for everybody that's asked for a little bit more Dickie.
Oh, brilliant.
Wow.
It's just amazing, isn't it? It's so rubbish.
Oh, I know the feeling. Oh, dear.
Bamboleo, bamboleo. Porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así.
Cool, and 8-1-9.
Bamboleo, bamboleo. Porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así.
Hey, Kevin, who's gay in Alton. Enjoying a rare live bumbleo, normally a podcast listener.
Yeah, let us know where you're listening right now. Halfway through the week, do a little dance. Hello to Mike the plumber, Kent, from Kent. Hello Hugh, enjoying the gap in Dorset.
Danielle in Haworth, West Yorkshire, straight, listening live for the first time in years. She's on maternity leave. Hello, Tyler in Cirencester, bumbling with a huge weight off his shoulders. Gay, came out to his mum last night. Turns out she doesn't mind at all. That's excellent news.
Bumbaleo.
Hey, Darren in Middlesbrough, straight. Dean, straight, trucking in London.
Hello to Danielle in Hayworth. Listening live
to her.
Straight.
Yep. We've got Alpaca Bill bumbling at Sandy Balls in the alpaca field, looking after two new alpacas.
Both
alpacas. Gays.
What?
The alpacas. He thinks. Joanne in Aberdeen. Loving hearing the Muffin Man again, I know. Craig delivering in North Devon. Really enjoying Gemma Collins speaking Welsh.
I love the hairy form.
Claire, Amy and Colin in the office bumbleaying their tooties off.
Sam, Dan and Steve the builders erecting some steel in Midsummer Norton.
Steve.
Alec in Canterbury bumbleaing at university. Gay. Katie in Cardiff, straight, getting ready for work. And Alex in Farmington, always on. And Craig, gay, and Ben Straight doing electronics.
CNRC! It blows it!
Just give me the light.
Scott Mills.
Spin back 24 hours to bangers this time yesterday. Can we not fall out again today?
No, I agree. Let's not do that.
This is what happened yesterday.
I've gone back to a time where I was well into sort of a more... There was a more emo Chris Stark at one point.
Excuse me, stop. When did that happen?
There was a time.
No, it didn't. There was never an emo.
Excuse me?
No.
How dare you judge?
Absolutely not.
How dare you judge?
Oh, yeah, I'm just listening to Panic at the Disco. Yeah, in my black bedroom.
Shush. There was a time in my life where I would... have, you know, like a lot of my friends, in various hoodies of various bands.
Sure, Jan. I like the caller was like, okay, guys, calm it down.
Please.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Duncan?
Hello.
Hello.
Duncan is 26 and he's from Leicestershire. Yes. Now, you have got a housewarming party this weekend.
I do.
I didn't realise that they were still a thing, people having housewarmings.
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah, I guess so. It's just any excuse for a party, isn't it?
I'm going to have one when I move into my new house.
Mansion.
Not mansion, just a new house. I haven't seen the one that I want yet, but when I do finally get one...
we'll have a house party.
I will have a housewarming party.
The tricky thing with a housewarming party is, obviously, you've got a new place, right? It's nice and everything.
And then it gets trash.
Exactly. What you don't want to do is just trash it from the off.
There was a presenter that used to work here who had a housewarming party, but banned red wine because it would stain the cream carpets, which is fair, I think.
So, Duncan,
yeah,
is this...
Yeah, I think that's a good decision.
So, is this your friend's housewarming party or your housewarming party?
My friend's housewarming.
Ah, so you're good, yeah. It's not yours.
Oh, yeah, I can make as much mess as I want.
Mm. Do you remember that Halloween party once I had at mine? Well, I'd had a few. But I'm still convinced to this day that...
Rita Ora.
It was either... You know, the toilet. Someone broke the toilet.
Do you know what's mad? You never got it fixed.
It's fixed now.
Is it? Because I was around your house not that long ago and the toilet wasn't fixed. And I was like, Scott, this was, I'm saying, a year or two now. Rita Ora went into the toilet, somehow broke the toilet.
Well, it was... No, this is fair.
It was...
No, it was between... It was one of two people, Duncan. Can you guess who the other one was?
Was it Chris?
No. Caroline Flack. It was either Rita or Caroline, one of the two, and I don't know which one it was. Maybe
also,
we'll never know.
This wasn't a kind of... This isn't a blocking situation. This was... It was the seat was removed from the toilet.
Oh, yeah, no...
It's something... it's very odd.
Something happened on there where the seat was dislodged, is all I'm saying. Duncan, who do you normally go for on Baggers?
It's pretty close, but I think it's just Chris by an edge.
Oh, OK. Is that because he normally chooses, like, emo punk?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's okay, Duncan. Well, look, hopefully I can win you over today.
You go first.
Shall I go first?
Yeah.
Oh, what a banger this is. You're going to love this, Duncan.
Ooh, classic.
Back to actual Chris.
Yeah, what a tune. Scooter, logical song. We could absolutely have it this Wednesday afternoon on Radio 1. But it's all down to you, Duncan. You do have another choice, though.
Good morning!
The Painted Cow! I think that was a different Scooter one, but...
Why did he just shout random things?
It was his thing, wasn't it? Yeah. Oh, this could be so good.
Good morning!
Good morning.
Here he is.
And Unity!
Unity!
What have you got?
I've got this.
Yes, I'm calling you.
Antenna by Fuse ODG. I mean, this isn't the best bit of it. But it's a tune. Okay, so it's between Scooter and Fuse. Duncan, over to you.
I think I'm going to have to go with classic and go with Scooter.
Yes, I'm not mad at that.
Sounds, music, radio, podcast. Hi, this is Gemma Collins. If you haven't heard my podcast yet, you're missing out.
Yes, I love cake. You know, right there and then, I was a very unique specimen of a woman.
Oh, hello, how are you?
I honestly can't tell you.
What, when, how?
Can someone tell me what causes a burp?
It is not the aliens intercepting.
No.
Get the full GC audio experience.
The Gemma Collins podcast.
Get downloading and subscribing on BBC Sounds.
Stand up! Whoa!
Respect to the man in the ice cream van.
Yeah, love that. That was great.
Oh, that was great. So many people loving that. Absolute banger, says Carl. It was good. Sounding good. That was Scooter.
What is Scooter doing now?
Wow, you say that. So Sophie, 24, has literally just finished her meeting, gets us on her phone on the BBC Sounds app, and the logical song is blasting out, and her first thought is, what are they up to now? I'll tell you what they're up to. On tour.
No way.
Yes, still on. Katie and Oldham is going to see them live in Manchester very soon.
Oh, that's let me come. That's a madness.
You just know this is going to be great as well. Phil says, going to see Scooter in Poland soon. You just know they're massive in Poland. Massive in Eastern Europe.
Let's get, I know this, people here won't like it, but let's get Scooter on the show, please.
They won't like it.
They won't like that at first thought, but just imagine the scenes. Could be amazing, could be awful.
Good morning!
It could be awful, could be amazing.
Scooter made my day, says Katie. That's cheered me so much on the way home. Cheered me up so much. That's from Simon. Love Scooter so much so that our group chat on WhatsApp is called The Painted Carl.
Great one.
Simon from Sunderland. Good choice. That was Scooter and the Logical Song. Today's winner on Bangers.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris has had quite a neat idea, actually, which I think we should do. We should follow this through. So, you know, normally at Christmas time, we buy each other's mum's presents, but then we say it's from us, but it's actually from each other.
Yeah.
And that's always awkward.
It's always awkward because we screw each other over. Every year it's like it gets worse and worse. Our mum's opened something. My mum opens a Christmas present. I have to pretend it's from me. It's actually from Scott, and it's a doormat that says,
I like it dirty. Yeah.
You know, it's that sort of thing.
Anyway, this is a cute idea. Well, why don't you explain it?
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm thinking Valentine's Day is coming up. I think it's only a couple of days away.
It's Friday, babe.
Something like that. And I don't really know what to get. I feel like it's, you know, you can buy a small same gift or chocolates. It's that kind of thing. And that's cool if that's your thing. But you know what? I wanted fresh eyes on this.
Yeah.
And I actually do think you would do a better job of finding something from me. Even though it's meant to be from me, I'm thinking fresh eyes on this.
So this is not a wind-up. We're going to do this for each other. So, so to your house on Friday morning, something will arrive for your wife.
Yes.
And you need to do the same for my boyfriend.
But what we're agreeing with this is that it won't be screwing each other over. It'll genuinely be...
It'll be nice.
Help it. Because also, I get on with your boyfriend a lot.
Yeah, and me with your wife.
And for example, like, for Christmas, he... And you couldn't understand this. He wanted a console, didn't he?
Yeah.
Right? And this is what I'm saying is, like, I think you do the same kind of presents for him. So perhaps... From my spin on things, we might be able to find something he likes.
Here's the thing. I've already got a list of things that I was thinking about for my boyfriend. So I can just apply this to Rhea.
Great.
Personalised date bowl, popcorn bowl. So it says date night on it. And then it says Chris and Rhea.
Yeah.
That's nice. That's popcorn bowl.
So it's a bowl.
That's cute, right? Yeah, but it's a popcorn bowl.
Yeah, but if you're
bowl.
Saying that's what she'll like, then amazing.
Personalised pearl necklace.
Okay.
Engraved. Imagine that. That will put you directly in the good books. She wakes up Friday morning with a pearl necklace that you've given her.
What else?
52 date night cards. A box set of 52 date night cards, one date for each week to last a whole year.
Not a bad idea. I wouldn't have thought of that.
Some lovely sexy underwear.
No.
What?
We're not doing this on the radio.
Eternal single stem rose. Couples giant sharing chocolate bar.
Is one rose enough? I always see this, the single stem rose. Like,
it's, I know.
It's very expensive. It's a bit like buying more than that. But person, why are they selling them in ones?
You know the people that sell them in nightclubs?
It's like, it's buying one. Can someone tell me if you receive one rose, are you happy enough?
I don't know. Anyway. Any of those floating in your boat at the moment?
The date bowl. Was it the dog bowl or the date bowl? What was it?
A popcorn date bowl.
Yeah, the bowl.
Nice. Okay, I'll do some more research. Let's decide in 10 minutes. But something nice is arriving at your front door on Friday.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Me and Chris are buying each other's partners actual nice Valentine's gifts. This is not a stitch-up.
No.
Well, mine isn't, so yours
no,
better
mine's
not be.
Not. I know you're getting all stressed here as well. It's
yeah,
not.
It's not a joke, this. I want it to be something that he'll actually like. Like, be nice.
He's going to love this.
Well, your wife is going to love what I've got from
no,
you.
No, stop it. It's a nice thing. It,
no, so is mine. I'm getting it personalised and everything.
Oh, lovely.
What?
That would be extra nice. Oh, personalised, is it?
God, you're so ungrateful.
Oh, it just makes it nicer, doesn't it? Is it initials?
Full name, actually.
Oh.
Like when people have...
Oh, isn't that nice?
A little necklace with gran on.
It's like that.
Is it that?
Yeah.
No, it's not that long. Mum, no. But she will like it, and I've checked. It will be there by Friday. just checking. Because I did have a popcorn bowl once, but it was faulty. It had a hole in the bottom. So anyway, it's not that. I've decided against that now. But she will get something nice delivering to your house. On Friday, what's so funny?
This is just rubbish.
I've ordered it now. She will love it, honestly.
Oh, I need a photo of you for
why?
My one, actually.
I've put in the card.
And you can't smile.
I've got a card as well. Who needs to sleep when I've got you next to me? Thanks, Dua Lipa.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This person doesn't want to give their name, which I understand. But awkward situation. What do they do? So on Monday, this guy orders his girlfriend some flowers to be delivered to her work on Friday.
Yep.
Model boyfriend. This morning, however, she gave him an early Valentine's present and called everything off. Yeah, so he has now contacted the florist and asked to cancel the order, but they can't because it was such a large order, they can't cancel it. Oh, mate.
Can they change the note?
It's already prepared to go out.
See, that would be my first question. If the note can be changed, get the flowers to say something totally different, you know?
I actually don't know what you do in that situation.
Intercept.
What, just wait outside? I'll take those.
Those are for me.
Like, maybe there's some florists listening now who have been in this situation before. Maybe you have done this where you've made a large flower order and then they've called it all off. It's too... The order's too big to cancel it. That is awkward. Any ideas, please? Let me know.
Scott Mills.
Maskell in Boston says they can change the card. So the flowers will still get there, but you can change
the message
card.
Can be...
Yeah, like, yeah. Sorry for your loss.
Hey, listen, what we've got coming up is my new passion. You remember when I loved Arsenal Fan TV?
Yeah.
Just because the obvious.
Yeah.
People getting ranty, it's a bit like that. New one I found. Might not be for everyone, but it's... It's very passionate people about planes.
Touch and go, first ever touch and go on Big Jet TV. Wow, look at that.
Big Jet TV.
yeah, people go mad for planes. It's like plane spotting extreme, yeah? Like really go for it.
I mean, it has been blowy this week. Okay, we'll discuss more in 10.
Scott Mills.
You're not the only person that's obsessed with this Big Jet TV, which I've literally only just heard about from you.
Yeah, I've been made aware of it before, and then this week, a lot more, because I saw it made the BBC News. Because this guy was watching planes arriving at the airport, and obviously because of the storm and stuff like that, they were getting blown all over the shop.
Toby in Hampshire. I came across Big Jet TV's live stream on Sunday, watching the planes land at Heathrow. Started watching it, thought it was going to be lame. 2 hours later, I'm still watching. Watching the pilots land in a storm is incredible.
This is the right song for it. You know when you're in a YouTube rabbit hole? And then you find yourself just watching, and it's, I don't want to say mundane, but stuff. Do you know what? I respect people who have a passion. If you have any passion, it doesn't matter what you're into, like literally anything, as long as you're passionate about it, I buy into that. And that's what's happened with Big Jet TV here.
Is it still on?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to watch. This is tonight. I'm sorted. I want to see the big wind.
Wow, big load of wind behind me now. Here we go. Oh, this is a 300, isn't it? This is a 300, I think.
Yes,
this guy's amazing.
There's a 300, that one.
You find yourself getting into it. It's really odd. Like, you buy into his passion. When he's excited, I'm excited.
Oh, touch and go, touch and go. Touch and go, first ever touch and go on Big Jet TV. Well, it isn't, but it is for the Big Jets anyway. Wow, look at that. Oh, my word. touch and go. Can you flip in Adam and Eve it?
Touch and go.
Touch and go.
Scott Mills.
Hey, had this idea. Don't know if we can make it happen, though. But you know when you're in a couple and then meeting the parents is often quite daunting? You know, you've got to go meet the mum or the dad.
Yeah.
I'd love us to be able to do that on this show.
Yeah.
And offer that up and maybe we can help. Maybe it hinders. I don't know.
I love this idea. We can make it less awkward for you because we'll be the go-betweens, okay? Normally it'd just be you and your new boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever and the parents. We can step in and be involved.
Yeah, and we can make it a really nice moment if you're up for it. So basically we're looking for people that haven't met their boyfriend or the girlfriend's mum or dad. Maybe that's where we can step in.
And we're not going to stitch you up. This will just be a nice thing, okay? So a lot of people on Friday, Cars V-Day, will be making it official. It'll be, would you like to be my girlfriend? Would you like to be my boyfriend? That's all going to be happening on Friday. And the next thing you've got to do, well, not straight away, but at some point you will have to meet the parents. Let us make that easier for you.
Yeah, and sometimes you meet the parents before you're a proper official couple, don't you?
Yeah.
Either way, like, we can step in. We can make this okay.
Let us know. If you've never met your boyfriend or girlfriend's parents before, let it happen for the first time with us on Radio 1. Text us 81199. We can do this.
This is BBC. BBC Radio 1.
One.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Back tomorrow from 1 on Radio 1. If you can't listen live, get the best bits on this podcast from BBC Sounds.